Good morning and happy Thanksgiving week. And welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Over the next hour, we will recognize one of the most somber days in American history and how the music world dealt with it. We've got new music from Sting and our usual features, Phil's Pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. All of that ahead in the next hour on Rock of Ages on WMFO.
Shake 'em down, but now you're stopping thinking about dignity. So now sweet 16's done at 81.
Those are the Lemonheads. It's a Shame About Ray from their 1992 breakthrough album of the same name, a band formed when the members were all students at the Commonwealth School right here in Boston. And before that, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And rock and roll never forgets. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning. It is a Monday morning of Thanksgiving week. The break is finally upon us. President Biden will be spending the holiday in Nantucket. So if you're listening, Joe, welcome aboard to Rock of Ages and keep up the good work. Thanksgiving is a lot of people's favorite holiday, mine too. And if you're not traveling, it can be very stress-free and enjoyable and very satisfying. So I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. Not much music related to Thanksgiving. There's the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song, but it's kind of lame, particularly compared to his Hanukkah song. So probably won't be playing that today. Also, this time of year is right about when Patriots fans have traditionally started paying attention to the season. They were so good for so long, but a lot of people jumping up on the Patriots bandwagon this week after their decisive Thursday victory, and also the one before that on Sunday. So a lot of talk about the Pats, and it's fun to be engaged in Patriots Nation again for another winter after last season's debacle. Anyway, let us get into the music now. I did mention last week that I had a chance to visit with Phil a couple of weeks ago, and we were listening to music, and songs were kind of coming and going, and then something popped on, and it immediately caught my attention. I said, well, who is that? And he told me it was Donovan Frankenray, and I think that is Phil's pick today. Let's hear what Phil has to tell us about that song.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Move By Yourself by Donovan Frankenritter. Donovan started off as a professional surfer before music took over. His music can best be described as a mixture of folk, rock, and soul with some Southern California vibes thrown in. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Move by yourself tonight. yourself, move by yourself tonight. Move by yourself, move by yourself tonight. Move by yourself, move by yourself tonight. You got to move by yourself, move by yourself tonight. Move on, move on, thank you.
Still one of the all-time great songs to crank if you have great speakers. That is The Who in Eminence Front. And before that, Move By Yourself from Donovan Frankenray, who was Phil's pick today. And actually, an artist that I'd never heard of before, but Phil gave me the album to listen to, and it's really, really good, really deep, and really interesting stuff there. On Phil's pick this morning on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Ron LaRussa here with you this morning. Today is November 22nd, and at the risk of dating myself, I want to talk about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which happened on this date in 1963. I've always felt very connected to that event. It's among my earliest memories. I was really young, about 4 and a half, but I remember the shock and the sadness from everyone around me. All the adults were gathered in front of the TV set crying, watching a horse pulling around an American flag, which was on every channel, instead of my cartoons. The only reference point I guess I can give in recent memory is 9/11. I've read everything there is on the subject of the JFK assassination. I've seen every documentary, watched the Zapruder film a million times. I've even been to Dallas and stood in the grassy knoll under the window of the Texas School Book Depository. And I've seen that X that's painted in the street, which was the point of impact. And I'm not a conspiracy freak, although it seems extremely unlikely that one man acting alone could have possibly pulled that off. But after so many years, you'd think that somebody somewhere would have spoken up if indeed there were others involved. The music world, of course, had its own reaction to the JFK assassination. One of the primary songs, and I didn't know that until I did some research this week, was Warmth of the Sun by the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson wrote in his memoir, "When the shooting happened, everyone knew instantly. I called Mike and he asked me if I wanted to write a song about it. I said, sure. It seemed like something we had to think about, and songs were the way I thought about things." It was recorded 2 months after the assassination. The Warmth of the Sun never mentions Kennedy or Dallas or Lee Harvey Oswald or any of that stuff. But it's a song about loss, and in that way, it's kind of telling of the way so many people were processing Kennedy's death. It's as if the details of his killing were too much for everyone to handle at the time, and it had to be done, I guess, metaphorically. Anyway, I'm going to play a couple of songs related to the assassination of JFK, which happened on this day in 1963. This song was originally recorded by Bob Dylan in 1961, but the Byrds rewrote the lyrics about JFK in 1964. This is "He Was a Friend of Mine," the Byrds on Rock of Ages.
He was anybody here? See my old friend Abraham. Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Martin, can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things that they stood for? Didn't they try find some good for you and me, and we'll be free someday. Soon he's gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone?
That is the great Dion singing about a very sad chapter in American history, Abraham, Martin, and John. And before that, The Byrds and He Was a Friend of Mine, both songs to recognize today the anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Well, you're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. We bent the format a little bit with those songs. Generally, we play the best rock from all eras on the show. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, the rock and new wave of the 80s, the alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from 2000s through today. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to was still around today. And now we're going to zip ahead over 50 years because Sting has released a new album. It's called The Bridge. It came out last Friday. And the first single is a kind of breezy, upbeat song called If It's Love. And Sting said about it, "I'm certainly not the first songwriter to equate falling in or out of love with an incurable sickness, nor will I be the last. If It's Love is my addition to that canon, where the tropes of metaphorical symptoms, diagnosis, and downright incapacity are all familiar enough to make each of us smile ruefully." New from Sting, If It's Love, on Rock of Ages.
Jumped out of bed this morning with a smile upon my face. It's still there while I shave my chin, but the reason's hard for me to trace. I cook myself some breakfast, have some coffee while I muse. Where could this smile have come from? It's a muscle that I rarely use. Call the doctor with my symptoms. Should I spend all day in bed? Can you explain what's ailing me? And this is what my doctor said. If it's love, it has no season. If it's love, there is no cure. If it's love, it won't see reason. And of this you can be sure. If it's love, you must surrender. If it's love, that's turned you round. If it's love, the odds are slender. If it's love, you're sunk without a trace. One case can bring you. A beat, you hear a church bell chiming. A sound that's ringing in your ears will set your heartbeat climbing. And my doctor's diagnosis, his opinion, and I quote, I write you a prescription, and this is what my doctor wrote. If it's love, it has no season. If it's love, there is no cure. If it's love, it won't see reason. And of this you can be sure. If it's love, you must surrender. If it's love, then you must yield. If it's love, the odds are slender. If it's love, the trap's already.
Until the night is over, little darling, won't you talk to me? Well, until the night is over.
That's a band I like to refer to as the other rock band from Jersey, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, and Talk to Me. And before that, we heard a new one from Sting. It's called If It's Love. His new album, called The Bridge, was released last Friday. You're with Ron LaRussa here at Rock of Ages and WMFO. I want to say happy birthday, very happy birthday to my sister Kathy. She listens every week over WMFO.org from her home in Woodbury, New York. And I don't consider my show complete until I get the thumbs up text from her at the end of the show on Monday. So she had a birthday this weekend. I'm sure she spent it with her two new friends, Blake and Emmett. And I wish her the best. Happy birthday, Kat. This week in rock history, some pretty landmark albums were released. This week in 1968, the Beatles released the White Album. In 1970, Cat Stevens released Tea for the Tillerman. And in 1980, this week, it was Gaucho by Steely Dan released. Three great albums released, probably in anticipation of the Christmas gift-giving season. Also this week in 1955, in the music equivalent of the Babe Ruth trade, Sam Phillips, who was the owner of Sun Records, sold his contract with Elvis Presley to RCA for $35,000, which was a lot of money in those days, but Elvis paid it back many, many times over. It wasn't all bad for Sam Phillips, though. Elvis had just 1 year left on his contract, and Phillips invested the money in a local hotel chain called the Holiday Inn, which made him a bigger fortune than anything he ever did in music. And also this week, in 1997, Michael Hutchence of INXS died in Sydney. He was just 37. Let's play some INXS now, The One Thing, on Rock of Ages. The band is Puddle of Mud. They're out of Kansas City. That is from 2001. The song is called Blurry. And before that, we heard In Excess, The One Thing. And as I mentioned earlier, this week is the anniversary of Michael Hutchence's death. And I was actually going to talk more about it, but then I realized that I did the whole JFK assassination thing earlier this morning and a little too much doom and gloom. And I don't want to bring everyone's head down. Everyone's in a good mood the week before the holidays, myself included. Up next, we have got our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio Era, and we'll get to that right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Something we do every week here on Rock of Ages is feature a one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio Era. This week's feature is Magnet and Steel by Walter Egan. In 1976, Walter Egan was living in California working on his first album with his new friends and producers, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. Stevie was also doing background vocals for one of his songs. Well, one night, while recording, he later reported, his amorous feelings toward her came into a sharper focus. And on his drive home at 3 o'clock in the morning, he happened to be behind a blue Lincoln Continental with the license plate, Not Shy. By the time he got to his driveway, he came up with the magnet metaphor. And after that, he said the song was finished within 15 minutes. His subsequent work did not fare very well. He faded out of the public eye, focusing instead on graphic design more than music. But he did have this big hit in 1978 with Stevie Nicks on background. This is Magnet and Steel from Walter Egan on Rock of Ages.
my breathing. It's so nice, it's like a blanket on my life. Let me stay here for forever in this state of classical denial. Cranking Mrs. Dalloway, Moby Dick trip on a whale. He's kinda just like me, we're thirsty for the deep. I'm gonna rock my audible head.
That is Weezer from their 2021 mid-pandemic album called OK Human. The song was Grapes of Wrath, and on that album, they used no guitars. They used orchestra and strings for all the parts that would usually be done by guitars. Interesting album from Weezer. We heard Blue from the Jayhawks, and Magnet and Steel came from Walter Egan, and that was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week on Rock of Ages. Well, what do you know? That's the end of another exciting episode of Rock of Ages here on WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be here again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Until then, I hope you do have a great Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, be careful. Don't get too stressed out. And have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Eric from the band Stepanian, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.